Today on Piano Jazz, my guest is Herbie Hancock. He joined me on Piano Jazz in 1987, shortly after the release of Round Midnight, a film about the jazz life in which Herbie appeared and wrote the score.
You know, no wonder it's taken me so long to catch up with you, Herbie. You did everything. And I just saw your new movie, Round Midnight, and it's absolutely terrific.
Thank you very much, Mary.
And I hope it runs forever, because to see a real jazz movie with people like you in it and Dexter Gordon and Freddie Hubbard, all the musicians are in it, it's just so heartwarming to see a film like that. But before we go any further, will you play one of the tunes that you wrote for the movie?
I'd be glad to.
What's this one?
This is a song called Chan's Song, and it's a song that, in the film, it's a song that could be written by a musician who is in the latter part of his years for his daughter. But the problem I had is that it's supposed to somehow have a spirit in it that could be viable even 10 or 15 years after his death. So it had to have some elements in it that could be translated into a song of that young people could really get into, you know, mm-hmm. but written by an older guy, you know, even someone older than me.
Oh, you're just a young kid.
Anyway, here's is a Chan song.
You know, it's great to see you back at the piano again. I must say that. You seem to have been through a whole career change. I mean, after Rocket and all those things you were doing.
Yep. I'm just doing a lot of things that I like to do. As a matter of fact, right now, I've just started to work on a new electric album.
Really?
You know? Yeah, so I'm still doing all of that.
You're still doing all that.
Yeah.
Well, you even sang on a couple of those. Love in the Sun?
No. Oh, Sunlight. Sunlight, right.
Yeah, right. Sunlight, right.
Yeah, yeah. I did that with the vocoder.
But you're doing so many things. I mean, you've got so many things going. Arranger, pianist, composer, rock star, and leader with your own group. Because I love the quartet with Branford, Ron Carter, and... That's your regular quartet, isn't it?
Alphonse? Well, actually, what I've been doing since about 1977, something like that, is I've been forming bands that are made of band leaders.
Really?
So I don't really have a permanent band, but I get together the best musicians that I know. The best musicians I know are usually band leaders. They usually have their own bands.
How did you get started? I mean, did you start playing professionally in Chicago? I really don't know.
Yeah, well,
all these things.
I started playing piano when I was 7, back in Chicago, and when I went to college, I would come back in the summers and work in the post office usually, but also I'd take some gigs, you know. Even before college, while I was still in high school, sometimes I'd sneak in clubs and sit in, but I was really learning then, you know. But they had a lot of jam sessions during that time, and so it was a nice breeding ground for learning. about jazz.
A lot of good musicians in Chicago.
Yeah,
then and
excellent
now.
Guys. Yeah, excellent. You know.
And then you started. Well, let's see. Was Donald Byrd? Was that the first?
That was the first. He was the guy that brought me out of Chicago and brought me to New York.
But you were already starting writing, hadn't you? Written some things.
Right. I had started writing some things when I was in college.
Because I've got a picture of it. I've got you on the front of an album cover with your big, maybe your biggest hit, Watermelon Man.
Right.
And you just look like a kid. Well, you still look like a kid, but I mean, you looked even more like a kid at that time. Innocent-looking little guy play with the. I mean, this is such a hit still, isn't it?
Yeah, it.
Watermelon
Man. It's amazing how well it's still doing after all that time. That tune was written in 1962. So that's 25 years ago.
Oh, goodness.
Because it's 87 now.
Well, you've written so many besides that one. Because to me, one of my favorites is Dolphin Dance. Would you play that?
Sure.
I'd love to hear it. To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service, Department of the Interior, Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.